News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, right this very second, apparently, the jury has come back and is reading its verdict in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, and I really could care less. But I thought I was supposed to say that because it's like breaking news, so... Are you been tracking that case, Copper?
A little bit. I wasn't interested at first, but it just kept blowing up, and so now I kind of want to know.
Well, I think after she defecated in the bed, I think everybody wanted to know what was going to happen next.
Ooh,
that was the thing that really stood out to me.
So.
I'm thinking, how can she be innocent when she's the person who does that? But anyway, we'll see. I tell you what, though, lawyer Phil, just for a second. Here's one thing that does stand out to me is I don't know for a fact, but this may actually be something that has an amazing impact upon defamation cases for, you know, quasi-public figures. Now, they're actors, and I need to go back and look at the law and determine in my own mind whether or not the higher standard of defamation against public figures applies to actors. But that's what's happened. There was a counter. It was a suit for defamation against Amber Heard. She countersued for defamation against him. And so apparently somebody defamed somebody is what we're finding out. The jury did come back and has to have a certain form to be able to write down its damages, which means they have found that somebody is due something. So we're going to find out soon, I reckon, probably while we're on the air here momentarily, but stay tuned on that. What'd you say during the break, Copper, about Top Gun?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a fun movie. I think I'll have to go and see it. It's been a while.
You're going to want to join the Navy and fly jets. You are.
I saw the first one and it was fun, but it just reaffirmed that I'm scared of heights. So, no, thank you.
So you did see the first one?
I did, yeah.
Like recently or what?
No, my dad showed it to me a while back, maybe in high school.
Okay, all right. Good. Well, that's a good dad.
Indeed.
That's a good dad showing his kids Top Gun. Thank you. All right. Well, yeah. So this is looking like it's going to be an epic movie. We will wait and see. You know, and in the last part of my monologue there, I quoted Ronald Reagan. And I'm just telling you, man, I look forward to the day when we have a president in office who has the same level of expression that Ronald Reagan had in terms of, you know, espousing conservative views. So here's a series of quotes. When I was putting together today's monologue, you know, of course, I went and pulled the quotes that I did. But here's other quotes on the same type of list, like Ronald Reagan. All these are Ronald Reagan. One of them, when we honor our flag, we honor what we stand for as a nation, freedom, equality, justice, and hope. Notice he didn't say equity. He said equality. It's two different things. That's a great quote. Here's another one. We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, that society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American perception that each individual is accountable for his actions. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's another one. Ronald Reagan. People looking to government for the answer, and government is the problem. And, you know, and having been an elected person myself, I know that's not always true. I know that government does have its role. I know that there is a proper function of government, and there are proper functions of government. But I think too often, especially the more liberal side, and too often what we're seeing right now in Republicans is that if you grow government and just make it exponentially more a part of our daily lives, that somehow that's better. Not necessarily. Here's one. You ready? If we ever forget that we are in one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. That is a quote. Okay, a couple more. I got to keep doing it, Copper. I can't stop. We don't have $1 trillion debt because we haven't taxed enough. We have $1 trillion debt because we spend too much. Ronald Reagan. There's the man. Or how about this one? The Constitution was never meant to prevent people from praying. Its declared purpose was to protect their freedom to pray. I love it. And then, of course, one of the best ones about things like social programs, like I'm going to be talking about Medicaid here in a few minutes. He says, I believe the best social program is a job. Oh, hitting close to home. All right, folks, listen, we got a lot of stuff laid on today. So we've got great callers coming in. State Senator Chris Elliott here in about a half an hour. Copper's going to do her thing at 3:30. Copper's Corner. Jeff Poor will be here at 4. In the meantime, we got plenty to talk about. But I got to say this. If you find yourself you know, driving somewhere and you're going outside the range of our AM/FM capabilities at WVNN, or for that matter, if you're going on vacation, like the other day, we had a guy call in from North Carolina because he was listening to the show while he's on vacation. I'm just saying, here's how you do that. No matter where you are in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web and click on rightsideradio.org. And no matter where you are, there, where you is, there, I said it wrong, Copper. I can't do that. No matter where you is, there we is. That's right. Listen live is one of your options on the rightsideradio.org website. Got all our podcasts on there. And by the way, I just got the podcast results, the stats back from Birdman. And California is still the second highest batch of listeners we have on the podcast. Over 51,000 downloads. 672 people in California download our podcast regularly. Thank you, California. We appreciate you out there. And glad you're a bunch of right side ruffians in California. Hold the line out there. We're there for you. But yes, all that right there is on rightsideradio.org. Well, we got a short break coming right now. When we get back from that, I'm going to number one on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it To Medicaid or Not to Medicaid. Medicaid is not so much a program of insurance. It's an expense to government used, you know, paid for with taxpayer dollars. We're going to talk about how that functions, what could happen if we expand it, why we haven't, and maybe why we should. I don't know. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.